The mitzvah of tzedakah is to give money to poor people who ask. But are we obligated to look for poor people in order to give them tzedakah? And if so, how much money are we responsible to give? The Shulchan Aruch brings three levels in doing the mitzvah of tzedakah. The highest form of tzedakah is one who separates 20% of his earnings and gives it to poor people, which is called a chaimish. The Shulchan Aruch calls this a mitzvah min hamofcher, the greatest form of performing the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, this is not talking about a person who is approached for tzedakah. It means the highest level of tzedakah is to separate 20% and look for aniyim to give it to. The next level, which the Shulchan Aruch calls an average person, is to separate 10% of your earnings to tzedakah. And the lowest level, which is called a ra'ayin, a stingy person, is one who gives less than 10% to the aniyim. The understanding behind this is like we've explained. Part of the money which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us rightfully belongs to the ani, and it's our job to transfer it to him. And therefore, even if we're not approached, we have to separate a certain percentage of our money and look for an ani to give it to. And when we transfer to the ani his proper share, Hashem sends us bracha and hatzlacha in our parnasa.